We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup. This is the Expat Money Show, and today's guest is a two-time Two Comma Club winner, best-selling author, and an expert at scaling businesses to seven figures fast. Please welcome to the show, Akbar Sheikh. Akbar, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Every day above ground is a good day. We're breathing. We're doing well. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Beautiful sunny day in Abu Dhabi. Nice and early in the morning.
Abu Dhabi, wow.
Yeah. And you're based in Sydney at the moment, correct?
At the moment. Yeah. But I'm based in Dallas.
So why don't you just take a couple of minutes, Akbar, and just kind of tell us a bit about your backstory.
You know, boss, honestly, I mean, it's your quintessential kind of like, yeah, I mean, I don't mean this in like a condescending way, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's your quintessential kind of rags to riches story, you know. I mean, you know, we all hear these stories, right? They're all kind of the same, really. Oh, I was so, you know, so broke. I used to play with string and I had no shoes and, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, I was homeless, you know. And then, you know, what happens in every good story, a transformation takes place. And then, you know, you end up at the desired result, which is what you are now, which is really the formula for most stories. But I guess to kind of fill in that template a little bit, yeah, you know, I was homeless, and I was homeless because I was just broken. I had no why. I hated what I did for a living. I had no passion. I was very unhealthy physically, mentally, in a terrible relationship. Just like every faucet of life, I was just like failing at. So I just, you know, first of all, I never worried about money, to be honest. I was fine when I was homeless, to be honest with you, and I'm fine now, you know, being a top 1% earner online. It really starts with mindset. But listen, I actually ended up in a hospital, okay? I was supposed to die, okay, from partying too much, from a terrible lifestyle, okay? That gave me a wake-up call. And I just changed everything, you know? I lost 50 pounds. I quit all my bad habits, and I had a lot of bad habits. You know, I got rid of my toxic relationships. I got into healthy relationships. I started getting spiritual. It just changed everything. I mean, look, you know, it's funny, man. I was recently talking to a big guy. I won't mention his name because he's shy. Big time earner. And, you know, he said it's the truth. The reality is, people mess up on the fundamentals. They want to buy every book on the planet. They want to listen to every podcast. They want to take every course. But everybody wants the sexy. You know, they want to travel the world. They want financial freedom. They want, you know, all this jazz, right? Which are the two top things that everybody wants. But they don't want to do the unsexy. And the unsexy is really just the fundamentals. Most people, I would say 99% of people out there, are just not doing the fundamentals correctly. So the same thing with me. My fundamentals are off. Just basic fundamentals. Health, wellness, why, relationships. Just all these fundamentals are just off. You know, once I fixed them, then I had clarity, I had focus, I had drive. And then success is automatic. I mean, it's funny, man. Like, success really, I truly feel. And listen, I have people who are close to me, you know, who's like, oh, listen, success is luck. You know, I don't think anything's further from the truth. I truly believe that success is an option. I think that's a very powerful statement, to say that success is actually an option. I was just talking to a guy on the phone. He wanted me to help him, right? And he took a course. And he said, hey, I made no money online. Okay, he was applying for my coaching program, and he's not a good fit at all. And I'll tell you why. He said, oh, I haven't made any money online. I said, well, first of all, I don't know how he got through my vetting system, but he did. He slipped through the cracks. And I said, listen, and he mentioned some course that he took, and I happen to know the course. I actually have taken that course a while back, and I profited immensely from it. And I said, listen, that's a pretty freaking good course. Matter of fact, it's one of the best courses, if not the best course I've ever taken. I said, you didn't make any money? He said, no. I said, he said, no. And he's writing it off. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't make any money. I didn't make any money. And he's looking to hire me after he's taken that course. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, man. Why didn't you get any results from that course? And I asked him, I said, did you implement everything there? And he says, no. I said, well, there you go. He says, listen, I got to go. But the number one thing I can tell you, go back, implement every single thing you find. You implement every single thing, every single module, every single lesson, and watch this. And I back this up, and I have no problem saying this in front of large audiences. Listen to this. It is scientifically impossible not to succeed in an online business if you follow and implement a successful blueprint. It's just really that simple. So kind of my long story short, I think.
I like it very much. I have heard a little bit more in detail of your story, but I understand with having told it so many times.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sometimes I get a little moody about it because it's just like everyone, it's like everyone who's made it, it's kind of the same thing, man. I mean, really, the structure is the same thing. Oh, I was broke, bankruptcy, divorce, blah, 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 blah. All these negatives. Oh, now I'm a superstar. Now I'm this and I'm that. I mean, it's just like everyone's got the same story, right? So it's like, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything you haven't heard before, I don't think. You know what I mean? That's just the mood I'm in today anyway.
That's just fine. So let's focus in a little bit then about this blueprint that you mentioned. If this is scientific fact on implementation of the blueprint, I want to know what it is.
It's exactly that though, right? When people say, you know, what is that, you know, magic pill? Like, what is that, right? It's funny because take exercise, for example, man. Actually, I need to Google this. I want to see how many billion-dollar industries. Probably call it a $100 billion industry. It's probably a lot more than that, by the way. The fitness, the nutrition sector. Call it a $100 billion industry, right? I lost 50 pounds, okay? And I could take a piece of paper right now and write you the exact step-by-step blueprint. And it's very simplistic. I could probably do it if I spend a little time. I could probably write it in 3 to 5 steps, right? And it'll be something like drink a gallon of water a day. Don't eat anything you can't pronounce. Only eat whole food, organic whole foods. Don't do any fast food. Don't do anything fried. You know, simple couple of steps. Very simplistic, just like that, by the way. Nothing insane, like nothing keto or South Beach diet. These are all just marketing spins, man. These are all just marketing spins. South Beach diet, potato diet, keto diet, you know. And I know a lot of people get mad at me. Oh, keto works, man. I lost 20 pounds. It's not that keto worked. It's just that you're concentrating on your health. Because here's the thing. Remember, the fundamentals are never sexy. You want to lose weight, it's as simple as this. Eat better and exercise. I mean, that's a $100 billion industry right there. But nobody wants to do that. They want to go buy the red pill. They want to go buy the blue pill. They want the shortcut. They want the secret. There is no shortcut. There is no secret. It's right there for the taking. But everyone gets sucked up in all the marketing. You know, they all get sucked up in all the hype and all the marketing and, you know, all the promises and all the sexy language and all the, you know. And you know, people are just lazy and marketers capitalize on that. You know, they just can't. Which is why it's funny because when I first got online, it's really disgusting, honestly. You caught me in a funny mood today, by the way.
I think this will be a very different interview than maybe some of the other ones that I've listened to you do. So that's okay. I'm happy
for
that.
Yeah, it is. You definitely caught me in a very funny mood today. But no, it's really, honestly, there's a dark side to every industry. Okay. The dark side to this whole online industry. When I first started out in this online world, I had no money. I actually had to sell my car to actually get the money to get involved in an online business. And I only got $2,000 for it when I was like, I had no money at all. That was the last possession to my name. And I sold it. It's funny, I recently bought a Bentley primarily to like tell that bridge story, right? When I first got in the business, I sold my car and now I get to replace it with a Bentley. I'm not that guy. I just did it for myself though, just like as a cool story to myself. You know, I'm not the guy with like the Ferrari and the 12 girls and all that. You know, that's not
the shelves of books in the garage or something like that.
Right. Yeah. We won't mention any names.
No names.
Yeah. Well, it's funny actually. I will say something on that. I mean, I always joke about Ty Lopez, but you know, I'll tell you something. I'll be honest with you, I don't really follow any of these guys. Not for any particular reason. I honestly just don't have the time. I guess maybe it's just poor time management on my part, but I did listen to one interview from him. I'm not into like his brand with all the cars and the girls and the basketball court. I'm not into that. But I did listen to him. And, you know, they say, not to say I'm a wise man, but they said a wise man can learn from the writings on a wall and a fool can't learn from a library. But I think Ty Lopez is a smart dude, man. I've listened to some of his less hypey stuff, some of his teachings. He's a smart guy, you know. But that's kind of what I'm talking about, like that limo, like that other side of him. Like and I'm just using him as an example, but like that's kind of the dark side of internet marketing, right? It's like, look at all my cars, look at all my mansions, you know, look at me traveling, you know, and you could do it too if you follow me, you know what I mean? And I never, like, that's kind of what network marketing is all about, really. Like, that's their main point of marketing is like, hey. Yeah, but they're really just preying on the weak. I hate network marketing. You want to know network marketing, in my opinion, from my experience, okay? Not to say that there's not good guys out there. Not to say that there's not good organizations out there. I'm just talking from my experience. Network marketing and these sort of organizations are preying on the weak-minded. They're taking advantage, a lot of them, of senior citizens who can barely type in the password to their email, painting them lavish dreams of financial freedom, okay, when they don't have any know-how at all and there's a 98, 99% attrition rate, okay? I got out of network marketing as soon as I saw that. I was like, well, first of all, I only got in because I had no other option. Nobody goes to school and says, oh, I want to be a network marketer or I want to be an online marketer, right? Most people were here because we didn't really have much of another choice, right? Things didn't work out for us. Nobody went to school and planned to become an internet marketer or a network marketer. But I got out of that real quick because, you know, I saw it clearly. It was like taking candy from a baby. I said, no, thank you. I don't care how much you pay me. I don't care at all. You want to pay me $100,000 a day? I don't care. I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. Which is why I now work with existing businesses that are already existing, and I just help them scale. And it's interesting I say that now because I have a lot of case studies, man. I have a lot of testimonies. I mean, just recently we've helped 5 funnels hit 7 figures, 4 people hit 4 figures. Sorry, 6 figures. That's recent. That's not normal. Right, but I want to kind of teach people a lesson. Like, I have a plethora. Like, my assistant has a Google Drive full of testimonies and case studies. But I'm not saying any of this to show off, but I'm saying it to teach a lesson that's by design. Because I have identified the people I know I can help the most. And for me, that was existing businesses and just who are struggling, who are not doing things right. Now, these are existing businessmen who've had some sort of success. Okay, so they have a mentality. They implement. They understand. They're action takers. These are not wannabes. These are not lazy people trying to just hit a lottery. These are actual entrepreneurs who've had some success, but they're a little stuck. Maybe their copy is not so good. Their emails are not so good. They're not well connected. Their strategy is a little off. Their narrative is a little off. You know, and we come in there. We fix it up. You know, it's like a fixer upper, actually, like a house. It's a house, but it's kind of broken. Well, we go in there, we fix it up, and, you know, it's worth a lot more.
So what are the things then? If you had a house, you were going to go in and you were going to replace the electricity and the plumbing and maybe redo the roof and the furnace. So what are those things in this analogy with a business that is already existing?
I have boiled it down to what I call the 7 ethical principles of persuasion. Okay. For example, does your online business... For example, if you are the figurehead of the business, are you presenting yourself as an authority? Okay, I'll give you an example. I was critiquing someone's page, and it was like a book funnel, right? They're trying to sell a book, and it's just a generic headline. It's like this, you know. For example, like this book is awesome, right? In the bottom of the page, it literally fine print. It said Dr. So and So is a 2-time best-selling author. Inventor, all these accolades. And I'm like, dude, you just went to a party and put your pearl earrings in your purse. Like, what are you doing? You need to highlight that, hey, my name's Dr. So-and-so, and I'm a 2-time best-selling author, and highlight your achievements. So why? People listen to you. And it's like the doctor's office, man. The doctor, you know, it's interesting. You go to the doctor's, it's fascinating to watch society, really. You go there, okay, and there's a very long wait. Okay, there's a very long wait to at the doctor's office. You go there, you have to wait half an hour. You go in the doctor's office, he treats you like a number. You know, he just wants to be in and out because they just want to see as many patients as possible. They don't even look at you properly. They barely diagnose you. They just write you some pill, right? These pills are very dangerous, by the way. A lot of them have a lot of side effects. We don't care. We say, hey, which pharmacy do you want us to go to? Okay, no problem. We'll go there right now. Here's your money. No problem. Thank you very much, doctor. Really appreciate that. You know, they say jump. We say how high. No, this is crazy. If aliens were to come to the planet and they were to look at this, they say, man, you guys are nuts. Wait a minute. This lunatic doctor is not even paying attention to you. Is subscribing you these probably unnecessary pills that have all these crazy side effects, and you're not even asking any questions, and you're just running to the pharmacy and popping whatever he told you to pop, and you don't even know what it is. they're going to think, if an alien came, they're going to think we're lunatics. Now, why did that whole transaction happen? Guess what? That doctor had a white coat. That doctor had a white coat, and that's the white coat of authority. When you have authority, people listen to you. Okay. So that's just one example, you know, of some of the things that we look to fix.
So to fix that, you would try to bring someone's accolades, their accomplishments forwards and highlight those things? Or how would be another way that you would ethically do this?
You know, listen, everyone's got skills. Everyone's got accomplishments. Then here's one of the number one things I hate is when people come up to me and be like, hey, man, I don't have any social proof, which is another ethical, very powerful ethical principle of persuasion. You talk about social proof, 70% of people don't buy anything unless they buy something after they see a positive review. Listen to this. 70% of people buy something after they've seen a good review. Okay. People come up to me, they have no reviews. I'm saying, what do you mean you have no reviews? First of all, you have a business, supposedly. If you have a business, that means you're good at it. That means, on theory, that means you're good at it. That means you're an expert at it. That means you love it, right? So that means you should be able to get someone results. I mean, let's just say you're a health coach, for example. Well, you're a health coach. Obviously, you should be in some sort of shape so you know what you're doing. So get somebody. Okay, you don't understand right now how to get clients. Okay, that doesn't – oh, I don't know how to get clients. Well, that doesn't matter. Go get some people for free just to get some results, because results and social proof is that profitable. You should go get them for free. It's funny. Actually, I'm in a high-level mastermind, a $25,000 mastermind, and a guy just posted in the Facebook group. He said, hey, man, I'm getting into copywriting. Listen to this. A high-level guy paid $25,000 to be a successful guy. He said, hey, man, I'm getting back into copywriting, but you know, it's a new business for me. I need some testimonies. Who wants a couple of free emails? Boom, done. Within a matter of a couple of – I'll slightly exaggerate. Within a matter of 24 hours – all right, here, let me put it this way. There's no reason in the world that within a matter of 48 hours that you cannot have great testimonies. Now, let me explain. You might be saying, wait a minute. Now, what are you talking about, 48 hours? My program takes 6 weeks. Okay, well, who says you need to get a testimony at the end of the 6 weeks? You have an opening onboarding call with them. You drop some knowledge on them. You impress the person, and they're on this natural high of, oh, man, I'm so excited. This is awesome. I've learned so much already from this call. Oh, man, that was great. Boom, right then and there. Say, hey, man, listen, really help me out if you can just shoot me a quick testimony. Done. Guy's super on high right now. Very happy with you. Reciprocity, which is another ethical principle of persuasion. Reciprocity kicks in. You know, there's, like I said, man, success is an option. You know, success is an option. The blueprint's there, man. Nobody's reinventing the wheel here. Yes, there's new tools, chatbots, and new gizmos, you know. But if you look at the science behind chatbots and all this and that, the actual psychology behind it, it's nothing new. It's just about building a relationship. That's all it is. It's just a tool to do that. You see what I'm saying? It's just a tool to do that. So it's all there, man. It's all there for everyone. There's nobody here that's privileged. I mean, look, I used to be homeless. My uncle's not Gary Vee. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree with you that people overcomplicate things a lot of times. They're looking for the next magic thing opposed to implementing or doing what they already know they should do. I've seen it a lot of times when I help new entrepreneurs. I work more with people who are just getting started, but it's like fundamental questions. If you ask someone, okay, well, what could you do to make more money? What could you do? Like, they often know the answer, but for some reason, there's some type of mental block that is stopping them from moving forwards. And I don't know what that is half the time. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
If you want me to tell you my experience, it goes back to the fundamentals. Because you see, now why did I fail so many times before having success? Why? And again, it's the same story, right? Oh, I failed 100 times. But think about it. Why did I fail so many times? I failed, I think, 10 times is what I counted last. But how do you define a fail? You know, I believe it was Einstein who said, look, if you continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, well, then you might be insane. And if you think about it, that's what a lot of people do. They'll start a business and they'll run it a certain way and they'll operate a certain way and they'll fail. Then they'll start another one. They just operate the same exact way. And then they fail. You see, when I reflect on my past, it was exactly that. I did not have the mental clarity to run a business. I did not have the passion to run a business. I did not have the focus to run a business. And it was because, it comes down to science. I was eating incorrectly. I was extraordinarily unhealthy. I was surrounded by the wrong people. My circle of influence was just a bunch of party animal losers. My circle of influence was off. My eating habits were off. I didn't have reading habits. I had TV habits. You see what I'm saying? So again, it's scientific, bro. It just goes back to the fundamentals. I was just reading this statistic. And listen, I'm a big movie buff, okay? I love movies. But I was just reading this statistic that's kind of alarming. It was like 140, God, I forget the statistic, but it was like 140 million hours of Netflix is being streamed constantly. And it's just like, dude, you know what? People are just spending way too much time on the wrong things. You know what I mean? I'm all about entertaining. I love socializing and entertaining, but you know, there's no balance, you know, and I think that's actually a great way to put this is people need a balance. I'm not saying go eat vegetables all day long. There needs to be a balance. I'm not saying go do yoga all day long. There needs to be a balance. And, you know, we're in a culture of like insanities. You know, we're either way right or way left. We go to McDonald's, you know, all day, every day, or we never go at all. You know, we're like really far right or really far left. You know, and I think honestly, you know, it's an art and a balance and a bit of a, it takes a little bit of massaging, but you know, we all need to find a balance.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. So what you're saying is if you take a lot of times, if you take one step back and you look at these things like sleep and relationships and diet and health and things like that, and if you get those things correct first, then success is automatic. So success is going to, not, I wouldn't say automatic, but success is going to follow.
Everybody speaks from their own experience and what they see in others in their own circle of influence. I'll give you a perfect example. My uncle, you know, big real estate tycoon, a couple of young guys came up to him and asking for business advice. He advises to get into real estate. That's all he knows. People only advise what they know. You see what I'm saying? I'm just advising, you know, my experience from what I know.
To go back to our previous conversation about doctors, if you go to a surgeon and you ask the surgeon, well, what should you do? He's going to tell you that you need to be operated on. If you, like, you know, surgeons cut, that's what they do. You know, like a pharmacist, if you go to him, the pharmacist is going to prescribe some medication. That's what they do. They drug people. Like, I'm not harping on doctors, but it's true. You know, if you ask someone and that's what they know, that's what they're going to recommend.
You got to know who you're talking with. And, you know, it goes back to, honestly, it's funny. It goes back to circle of influence. I'll say this, man, honestly, like I don't have, my mindset does not allow for regret, okay? But I have been asked this question, if you were to go back and change something, well, I wouldn't change anything because that's not what my mindset teaches me. But to answer that question anyway, if I was to be polite, I would really change my circle of influence. It is so important who your circle of influence is. Honestly, I can't harp on that enough. You hang out with a dude who owns a perfume shop, you're going to end up smelling like perfume. You hang out with a dude who works the sewer all day long, you're going to smell like you know what, okay? So you really have to know who you're listening to, who you're hanging out with, you know, who's influencing you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that one.
I'm just going to say, for those who haven't heard it, you are the average of the five people you hang out with.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm also big into mastermind groups and coaching and things like that. I want to be around those types of people. I want to be around those types of people who are success driven and really are dedicated to making something with their lives.
Yeah, man.
Hey guys, we'll just take a quick break. One of the key things that I try to hammer home to all expats is you need to have more than one source of income. Cannot be relying on that one paycheck from your job overseas. Gotta get that side hustle, guys. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, the best ROI I have seen is through entrepreneurship. On episode number 19 of the Expat Money Show, I had Dave Woodward as a guest. Dave basically gave us a masterclass in how to build an online business using funnels that actually makes you money. The specialty software that they and I use is called ClickFunnels. It's the most powerful software in the world for entrepreneurs, and you can get a 14-day free trial by going to expatmoneyshow.com/funnels to try it out. That's expatmoneyshow.com/funnels. Try it out for yourself with zero risk and see what it can do for your business ideas. Visit expatmoneyshow.com/funnels for your 14-day free trial now. So Akbar, I want to change gears a little bit. I want to know what you're focused on at the moment. Where are you working? Where are you heading?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, man. It's funny, like in business, it's funny. I'm kind of a newbie, man, to be honest with you. Like last year was my first full year in this whole, like in this internet space, you know? I tell you what, man, when you work hard, it's funny, like there's this Jim Carrey movie. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah, it's called Yes Man. It's a movie. I should explain it for those of you who don't understand. It's just a movie about. It's a funny movie. It's a comedy. You should watch it if you haven't. He reads a book and it teaches you to be, you know, to live a better life. Just try saying yes to everything. So the movie, he just says yes to everything and he gets in trouble and then it all turns out to work out at the end and blah blah blah. But in a way, I kind of did that in 2017, man. Like I just worked around the clock. And which, by the way, I don't advise, and I'm not into this whole way. If you're single and you have no kids and anything, yeah, I guess. What else are you going to do besides work? But I worked a lot, man. And I'm not doing that this year, by the way, and I haven't been doing that this year. But I just kept doing stuff, you know. It's like, all right, cool, let's try being a guest on a podcast. Okay, cool, we did that. Like, let's try writing a book. Okay, we did that. And it's amazing how things just led into other things. What I'm working on at the moment, man, is really just focusing on two things, actually. My 2018 is about, I mean, I have a lot of goals, you know. 2017 was awesome. 2018 is also, it's awesome so far. I think so far we've hosted our first ever live event, which happened in Sydney, which is freaking phenomenal. That was number one. I think, what else? Number two, oh, we got named top 30 social entrepreneur of 2017 by Untapped Shores. That was one of the highlights of my life, no doubt about that. It's on my phone somewhere. I made a list of things that we've done this year. None of this is to, you know, and I always get like, none of this is to show off. It's just like kind of cool, like the entrepreneurial journey and like the impact you can have. Oh, I launched my coaching program. I'll talk about it in a little bit. But I was also featured on the number one business podcast on the planet for a minute. That was kind of cool. That happened, I think, yesterday, a couple of days ago. That was cool. So yeah, 2018 has been cool, man. It's just interesting. One of the things I've realized, man, is anybody can do anything they want to. It's really, life is beautiful. Honestly, God is great. Life is beautiful. You can literally do anything you want to do. You really can. You want to be a best-selling author? You really can. I mean, you really, really can. I can't even write and spell properly. I can't even spell properly. I really can't. But I mean, I have a number one international best-selling book in 7 countries across 3 business categories. Like, I can't even spell properly. Just so many examples. Anyway.
So I think that reminds me of the very famous Zig Ziglar quote. And he talks about, no wonder he's successful, follow him around for a week and watch everything that he does. And I think that's kind of like you as well. It's all of these daily steps, all of these things that you do that add up to, at the end of a year, accomplishing so much.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, 2018, I'm really focusing on two things. I mean, philanthropy is a big part of what I do, but that's just ongoing, right? But I mean, we really do what we do to try to make the world a better place, in all honesty. But number one is we're looking to build our brand, right? We're looking to have a nice social media presence. I've hired, a full-time camera guy and editor, and I'm actually going to now hire full-time in-house, by the way. And I say in-house because I tried all this, like VAs and all this stuff, man. I'm not into it, to be honest with you. I like in-house people. And I know that's against, like, you know, the whole, like, digital nomad and all that. But again, there's not, you know, and that's a beauty, right? There's not one formula, you know. There's not one formula to succeed, you know, which is actually phenomenal news because people can succeed based off of their likings, you know, based off of their personality. For me, for example, honestly, I'm not a big traveler, you know, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge traveler. I'm not into it so much. You know, we travel. We're entrepreneurs. We have to travel a bit. But, you know, listen, I like to have a nice office, have people come in there, you know, talk to people, see people, meet with people. I'm a little old school like that, you know, but that's just me and that works. But then you have some other people like the digital nomad and I want to travel the world and I want to have a couple like VAs and hey, guess what? That works for them. So it's cool. Like it's good news. Like that's awesome news because it's not just like one way it works. Anyway, I digress. So we want to build my brand. Like I want to have like a big social media presence. I want to build like, you know, a big email list, big bot list, like have a big reach. I want to put a lot of content, a lot of video content. you know, I want to kind of create like a name, a brand, you know what I mean? More so. We did that a little bit in 2017. We have a small one, but I just want to expand on that in 2018. A little bit of a slow start because I've spent the whole year in Sydney pretty much, but we made progress. We definitely made progress. There's no doubt about that. We filmed some cool content. Anyway, thing number two is we really want to focus like and refine and have one offering. You know, I'm not into like the 100 offers and the tripwires and the freebies and all, you know, like the million tripwires and the million upsells and this and that. I really want to focus. Look, here's a beautiful line, man. If someone wants to achieve seven figures, which pretty much 99% of people do, if you want to achieve seven figures, all you need, all right, and this is actually an awesome thing for people to hear, including myself, and I had an aha moment. All you need is one funnel, one product or service, and one source of traffic. That's it. Okay, that's your blueprint right there. Now, obviously, there's a lot of micro steps and stuff, but I mean, that's really it. That's what we're looking to build, man, this year is, you know, we figured out how to go from like, okay, to go from like homeless to like the seven-figure world is, you know, there's steps. You know, there's ways to do it. It's formulaic. It's not an accident. I didn't hit the lottery. There's certain, you know, I had to sit down and kind of break down all the things necessary to make that happen. So I'm basically making a course, man, on really just that, on how to really just, I mean, you know, we have to hone in a little bit, but it's in essence how to go from, you know, wherever you are to seven figures and beyond online and what needs to take place. And it's things like the ethical principles of persuasions and, you know, all the things that one needs. So we're just going to make like one of the best courses out there, man. And it's not going to be competing, you know, it's not going to be competing in the red ocean with everyone else at $9.97. It's not. This is going to be a high-end course, okay, because it's going to be phenomenal, okay? It's going to give people great results. It's going to be very high-end. It's not going to be fluff, okay? It's going to be very high-level, and we're going to offer a lot of support. I am personally, not my team, not salespeople, none of that. Me personally, I'm going to get on group calls every single week and answer people's questions and help them break through because we're going to get more results that way. More results equals more sales, okay?
And more social proof.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly correct. So we're just going to refine it, man. We're going to turn it into, you know, we're going to turn it into an eight-figure thing. My goal is to do all of this part-time, which is a hefty goal, truthfully speaking, which is a very hefty goal. Do I think it's possible? In all honesty, I'm not 100%. I know it's not impossible. I'm honestly a realist. You know, I talked to someone today, man. They have the kind of a crazy goal. I actually really like the person, to be honest with you. But, you know, they told me, like, hey, man, I was like, what's your end game? What's your big dream? I was like, to affect a billion people in a positive way. And I was like, well, okay. I'm like, well, feeding? Like, because that's, like, even I feel like that's okay. That's kind of realistic. Like, you can, you know, in a lifetime, yeah, you could feed a, you know, if you're organized and you have the right partnerships and so on and so forth. You could, you know, you could feed a billion people. I could respect that. And they're like, no, we want to like profoundly impact a billion people, like the way they look at business and this and that. I'm like, I don't know, man. That's, you know, I don't know about that one. Like, I don't think so. You know what I mean? So it's like, I consider myself a realist. Do I think it's possible? I think it is. I think it is. And look, we're gonna give it a shot. You know, I don't know. I'm definitely gonna give it a shot. If it doesn't work, then I can't work full-time anymore anyway. I can't work around the clock anymore anyway. You know, there's other things in life that are important too, man. I mean, I love what I do, you know, but there's other things. Family, you know, there's family. There's your the spiritual side of things. You got to take care of your, you know, I mean, there's just other aspects of your life.
I love it. It makes perfect sense. So I think a couple of weeks ago, because I do follow you on Facebook and on social media, and you put up a video and it was talking about why you are taking an Uber to work every day. And I thought that this was a really interesting point. Can you tell me that story?
What happened is this, right? So I'm here, I'm in Sydney. I flew in my guy from America, Matt. He's my right-hand man. And we, you know, we're working together. He's my assistant. And yeah, I had to get him an Airbnb. I'm here for 2 months. I had to get him an Airbnb. And so I go meet him every day to go work. Now it's a 15-minute ride there. It's a 15-minute ride back. And I take an Uber. Okay, now my brother-in-law is a 9-to-5 guy. Okay, and he says, dude, what are you doing? He said, you're paying $20 there, $20 back every day. You're spending $40 a day. It's actually a little bit more. It's like $50 every day to go get an Uber to work. He's like, well, why don't you just go rent a car for $20 a day? You'll be saving $20 a day. All right? Well, the truth is, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay? My work's 15 minutes away. I sit in the back of the Uber, I go on the phone and I work. On the way back, it's a 15-minute ride. I sit in the back of the Uber and I work. That's half an hour. Now, he's trying to tell me I'm losing $20 a day. But by me having the ability to work for half an hour every day, that's worth far more than $20. So if I was, actually, if I was to rent a car, I would be losing a plethora of money. Not only that, I'd be driving, which I don't even like doing. Then you go in traffic hours. Then I got to go put in gas. Then I got to worry about this and that, parking and this and all this nonsense, okay, that I don't want to clutter my mind with. But sitting in the back of the Uber is the most profitable thing I can do. So you see, the 9-to-5 math doesn't add up.
So basically stepping over a dollar to pick up a penny.
I like that. I might use that.
It's yours.
Thanks, man. No, it's interesting, right? Because like, you know, and actually that was the most popular post, and I was shocked. That was the, and I put a picture of me sitting in the back of the Uber, and that was the most popular post I've ever had on Facebook. Because on my personal profile, I got something insane, like 700, over 700, like 800 likes, which is crazy. I mean, not too long ago, I had zero friends on Facebook, you know, and those numbers are insane. You really don't see that even from like the top guys, you know, even the top guys who post, you don't really see those kind of numbers. And this is kind of a lesson for people who want to put out content. So it was polarizing, right? Because we basically said, hey, the 9-to-5 mentality doesn't work. It was controversial, number one, a little bit. Where some of the 9-to-5 people, well, no, you know, what if you can't afford an Uber and all their excuses and everything, right? So they had their side of the argument. Then you really kind of praised entrepreneurs, right? You're like, hey, this is the cool thing to do. This is the smart thing to do. You know what I mean? And then all the entrepreneurs came out. They're like, yeah, man, I do the same thing. Yeah, exactly. You know, my boyfriend doesn't understand. And yeah, you know, like they don't get us. So like, I'm kind of putting it out there like, hey, man, they don't get us. And then the entrepreneurs, yeah, man, it's so true. And everyone comes out with their story. Yeah, absolutely. They don't get us. Yeah, man. You know, they're, you know what I mean? So it's like, I didn't really do that by design, but I now got to kind of hack it a little bit and see the formula and why it worked.
So one of the things that it reminded me of when you were talking about your Uber story is when I was growing up, my father would spend a lot of time raking leaves in the fall and shoveling snow in the winter and cutting grass in the summer and doing all of these things to save $5, $10, $15, things like this. Instead of using that same amount of time and using it to increase his income or to build a second business and have a second stream of income. And those things didn't really make sense to me because could always pay a neighborhood child or something like that. Now, a lot of people might ask, well, why didn't he get his kids to do it? Why didn't I do it? I was out there working as well, and I could earn more money working at a job at 14 years old than we would have been able to pay someone else to cut the grass for us. So I think that if you look at the amount of time you have and this opportunity cost, and if you're able to leverage other people's time for tasks that they can do that don't need specialized skills, and you can really focus on those money-making things for yourself. Actually, you can earn a lot more money that way.
I can't agree with you anymore.
So, Akbar, what are some of the skills that have helped you to become successful? If people wanted to focus in on skills to learn, skills to study, what would you recommend to them?
You know, I want to say branding, but you really want just want to understand like human behavior. You know, you want to understand what human beings want and then you know how to give it to them. You know, you have to really try to understand your fellow man. You know, not too many people talk about that, but I mean, so I think psychology is a big one. I think that you want to take acting classes even. You know, I actually have a minor in drama, by the way, because a lot of times you need to transform yourself into your ideal client and see what they want, you know. So these are some kind of skill sets that not too many people talk about is, you know, to go a little deeper on some of these subjects that were taught in some schools. I'm a big proponent of that.
Excellent. Akbar, thanks so much for being on the show. I know we are out of time, so I will make sure that I put all the links to your website and coaching at expatmoneyshow.com. Have a great day, Akbar. Thanks again so much.
And it's a real pleasure.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us on today's episode. Earlier on the break, I mentioned to you the funnel software that has not only allowed me, but actually taught me how to make money online. And you can get a free 14-day trial of the software by going to expatmoneyshow.com/funnels. My suggestion to you would be register right now for free. Take the 14-day free trial. Beat the absolute shit out of it. Try out all the features. Take the free training. And then see if it makes sense for your business. Right now, go to expatmoneyshow.com/funnels to try it out for yourself. There's actually zero risk and everything to gain. Try it out now at expatmoneyshow.com/funnels. Thanks, guys.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.